journey. Amen. Is everybody ready for it? And we're going to go on a journey. So I'm going to need some volunteers, all right? I need 3 volunteers, and y'all are all scared to death. And so this is what's going to happen. First off, we're going to offer it to volunteers. Then you're going to be voluntold, all right? And why do I got? I need some teenagers. I don't need no ugly adults up here. And teenagers, I got girls raising their hands now, all right? Hey, do what now? You have teenagers? I don't think that's the same thing, all right? And anyhow, do we have any, how about any teenage girls that want to get involved? Wow. They said, wow. She'll do it? Mama's making her. Oh, we got 2. I was not going to call you out. I would have never, ever called you out. I will call her out, though, because I need a 3rd one, all right? And so, anyhow, I give you an opportunity, but you didn't take it. Come on up here. I need you, all right? I want y'all to stand up here right here in front of everybody, and y'all kind of center up. Y'all know how to do that? All right. So, y'all, everybody watch them, okay? Y'all spread out a little bit. Whoa. Not too much. Ella, come stand right here. You stand right in the middle, and you stand right here. All right? All right. Is everybody okay? We're going to go on a little bit of a journey tonight. And you know that if you go on a journey, you got to have faith. No. Quit being spiritual, all right? You got to have some luggage, right? Can I get a witness? We don't go on a journey. Is everybody all right? We can't go on a journey if we don't have luggage, all right? And so, anyhow, Dalton, help me out, and just bring 1 bag at a time. Dalton, if you will. No. Yeah, 1 at a time. 1 at a time. Just set it down right here in front of them. And I want the small one. Put that one right there in front of 1 of them. And who wants that bag? Oh, you do, Ella? Okay. All right. Everybody's got to have one. Does everybody understand? Y'all have to have one, all right? And so anyhow, we're going to go on a journey. We got to have some luggage, all right? And so everybody's going to get some luggage. They're going to get some help. And we're going to go on a journey tonight. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. All right. Has everybody got their bag? All right, here's what I want y'all to do, all right? I want you to hold your hands like this. You got that? All right, and then I want you to hold these bags for me. All right, y'all just stand straight up, get off the wall, quit being lazy, y'all step out a little bit, and y'all hold, who lied? What did he say?
He said there was something in
there. There isn't anything in there. Not much anyhow, all right? All right, hold it now. Hey, listen, this is y'all's job. If their hands go down from that, y'all got to say something, all right? Help me out with this, all right? This is their luggage, and this is what they need for the journey, all right? And so they got to have this luggage if they're going on a journey. Is everybody with me? Hebrews chapter number 12, and we'll look at verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." Now, if you know Scripture, Hebrews chapter number 12, and you know how Scripture works, you know that chapters and verses are not divinely inspired. So when the translators, they translated in English, they added the chapter divisions, they added the verse divisions to give us a help and an aid when we're studying, all right? So this is a carry-on from chapter number 11. What do we know about chapter number 11? Somebody help me out. I said put it in your hands. What are y'all doing? Put the thing in your hand. Don't be putting your hands together. Put it in your hands. There we go. Thank you. All right. Is everybody all right? Hold them out, too. Don't be holding it against your body. Y'all bunch of sissies, all right? So wherefore? Wherefore? So, all right, y'all keep messing it up. It's going to take longer for me to get through the introduction, all right? So the Bible says that wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, as possibly a reference to chapter number 11, which we know to be the
faith chapter, the hall of faith, all right? And so anyhow, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, when we look at this passage of Scripture, the word race here does not mean what you and I ideally would think of as a race. Matter of fact, the writer here has the idea of a struggle or a contest, but a struggle. The idea is a struggle. And what he's saying here is that you and I going through life is a struggle. Is everybody all right? And so we're to run this race, all right? We're to run with patience. But patience doesn't mean what you and I tend to believe it means or tend to think that it means in this instance. In this instance, patience does not mean sitting and waiting for it. Most people, they think of patience and they think of waiting for something to happen. And how many of y'all agree with the preacher out here? I have no patience. Amen. I will not pray for it. Amen. Let's all say it together. God, we don't want any. Amen. But anyhow, this idea of patience here is enduring. It is mastering the struggle. All right, is everybody with me? So he says that we're in a journey. We're in a race. We're in a struggle. We are in a contest, if you will, like these three girls up here that are are wishing they didn't get called out, all right? And so they're in this journey. We're in this journey, and the Bible tells us that we're to run it with patience. That means we're to endure, and not only endure what comes against us and what we struggle in, but it also means that we are to master it, all right? And it goes on in verse number 2, and it tells us how we can do that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured. Once again, that same word that we're told that we're supposed to do in that first verse when it comes to our race. He endured the cross, all right? He mastered it. He endured as in endurance. He overcame it. Why? How? Despising the shame. And the Bible says it's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. So he says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. In other words, what was beyond the cross. Because of the joy that was beyond the cross. He endured his present struggle. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? He mastered it. He overcame it. All right, verse number 3, and we'll be done. Y'all won't. But anyhow, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Are y'all getting tired yet? Kind of. Is that it? Well, I can go all day. It doesn't matter to me, all right? Y'all can. This is one of those things where y'all going to hold this the entire service. Isn't that a great thing? Wonderful. And so when we run this race, these girls, they have, each one of them have something in this bag. Each one of these bags has something in it. Brother Brian was gracious to help me out with this, but each one of them bags, they're not, as you can tell, they're not empty. There's things that are in those bags, and though we have to have luggage for our journey, oftentimes it ends up being baggage. I'm gonna go over here and say it. Though we need luggage for our journey, and there's some things that we need on our journey, oftentimes what you and I take is baggage. Can I get a witness? Me and Michelle, we like to go on the motorcycle. Man, I love to go take a ride on the motorcycle and just go, right? But my wife has not mastered or endured with patience. Is everybody all right? The idea of packing on this trip. And so I'm on the Harley, my wife is on the Harley, and everything but the kitchen sink is on the Harley with us. For those that go on a journey with us, like Jesse and Melissa and Brother Brian and Miss Stacy, my wife is that one person who gets on a motorcycle that's running 70 to 80 miles an hour down the highway all day long, but she has to iron her clothes before we do this. Is everybody all right? So we do not leave home without a steamer or an iron, all right? Because the hotel might not have one, and Miss Michelle is not getting on a motorcycle in a pair of blue jeans that hadn't been ironed, all right? Is everybody okay? Anyhow. So we get on the motorcycle. Help me out here. We get everything situated on the motorcycle. And then we have a suitcase that goes on the back of the motorcycle that probably sits up about this high off the back of the motorcycle. It's got our clothes in it. It's got anything and everything she would ever need for her hair in it. I think there's an iron board in there, but I'm not real sure. Because I don't really get to know what's in there. Matter of fact, this is how it normally goes. You need to put what you want in there, and then I don't get to see it after that. Is everybody all right? Because it's buried under everything else, okay? But the fact is that a lot of times, help me right here. Hey, take your hands back apart. Don't be telling me you ain't tired. Well, yeah, hold it one hand. That sounds good. All right. Thank you. Keep them honest. All right. Where was I at?
Love you too.
Love you too?
No, sorry.
Oh, you can't talk during this sermon, all right? So anyhow, we take, come on now, help me right here, fellas, I need some help. We oftentimes pack a lot of things. Man, it's almost like y'all know what I'm thinking. It's almost like y'all have been through what I've been through. We went to Israel, and we had a meeting, and I sat down with everybody in the meeting, and the first thing I told them was, don't take everything with you. Because most people, man, they pack the suitcase so tight and everything else, we get to the airport, and they can't even get on the plane because the suitcase weighs too much, all right? And so I tell them all the time, hey, we're going on a journey. There's a lot of things. Come on, y'all, help me out. How many things do we pack that we don't even use? One of the first things I do when we get back home is I take all my clothes out and put them right back in the drawer. Is everybody all right? Because half of the clothes that I took, I didn't even wear. Makes me feel like I accomplished something, all right? But anyhow, oftentimes we take a lot of things that we do not need. And this journey that you and I are on, this race, this struggle in life that we're on, oftentimes we end up with baggage and things that we don't need. The Bible tells us in the first verse, Miss Carrie, if you'll put that thing back up there for us. The Bible tells us in this first verse, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. As we look at this, the writer here, he differentiates. He makes a difference between this weight and then just a little bit further in the verse and the sin which does so easily beset us. Does everybody understand this? There's things in our lives that is baggage that aren't necessarily sin. There's things that you and I are carrying that aren't necessarily sin. But you and I are packed it. We put it in there because we don't like to leave home without it. And it ends up being something that weighs us down. Now, are y'all tired yet? You are? Okay, since you're tired, you can put your bag down. All right, now open your bag up. All right, I want you to take, let's see here. Let's take that brick right there. All right, hand it to me. All right, now pick your bag back up. All right, pick your bag back up. It ain't as heavy, right? Oftentimes in our life, We walk around with this feeling of abandonment. We feel like oftentimes everybody has walked away from us and everybody has left us, and so we walk around in the mully grubs, and what it really is, it's not necessary and we don't need to have it. Because the Bible tells us, and you would all finish the verse if I said that he'll never leave us nor. And so are we really abandoned? But yet we walk around with a feeling of abandonment. We walk around as if everybody's walked away from us and everybody has left us, and we carry this around. Now, we're just looking at something that's taken place over the last 5 minutes maybe. But some of you has been carrying around stuff like this for years. And the point is that in and of itself, it's not that much of a weight. Right? I mean, it's not that much of a weight. Is everybody okay? It's not that much of a weight. But the longer you carry it, the heavier it gets. The heavier it gets. And the longer that you're under that burden, the heavier it gets. For most people, they pick it up and they're like, oh, this ain't that heavy. I can handle it. But then a year down the road, it's like, 2 years down the road, it's even farther. And so we live a life carrying around something that we ain't got no business carrying around. Just because we're stubborn and won't lay it aside. Y'all tired yet? Yes. Okay. You can put yours down. Yeah, you can put yours down. See, now that we understand what's happening. Ella said, you ain't got to open that to open the thing. What are you doing? It's in the way. All right, let me see. Hold on a minute. Yeah, that one. That was a good one. That's a good one. Give me that thing. All right, now pick your bag back up. Don't be shaking your arms out. Just pick the bag back up. Miss Michelle helped me out with all this, but this one's inadequacy. It's another weight that we carry around, feeling that we're not able. We're not, right? And so we carry this thing around. We picked it up, right? It wasn't that bad. But as we go through life and we carry it, it gets heavier and heavier. Are you decided, are you good? Are you good? You just going to carry it all night? This is the typical Christian. I need somebody to help me. It's a great illustration. It turned out to be a great illustration because this one, she is going to make a point that she can carry it. But she doesn't realize, right, how much she's hurting herself by trying to make a point to everybody else. And so she'll continue to carry it out of stubbornness. And we will laugh at her because you and I know, right? We know that if she will, she could put that bag down and at least take one brick out. But she's too stubborn. So she thinks she's accomplishing something. But the truth is, y'all help me, she's doing nothing but hurting herself. Because now she knows the truth. Are y'all getting this? Now she knows the truth, but yet she refuses, she chooses to carry something. This illustration worked better than I could ever imagine. Because, listen, I'm not aggravated with you. I'm just saying she is your typical Christian. I love you. That's choosing to carry something that she doesn't have to. All she has to do is confess it's heavy. And she could put it down and take some of the weight off. Is everybody all right? I know. I know. But that's us. And so we're going to let her carry that. You can put your bag down again. Let's get another one out.
Yes. Rejection. Rejection. Man, this is one that a lot of people, they struggle with. Hey, listen, I could have made 100 of these, so don't, you know, this ain't sub-points. This is just to get you thinking. I could have made 100 of these weights that we carry around. These things that you and I choose to carry. And they do nothing but hinder us and weigh us down. We've been rejected, maybe by a friend, maybe in a church, maybe whatever. And we've carried that. How many people have walked into a church? Church hurt. Rejected. Rejected. And they can't deal with it. I don't do well with rejection either. Is everybody all right? I don't know anybody that does. I don't know anybody that wakes up in the morning and says, man, I sure hope I get rejected today. Woo! Hallelujah. I hope somebody abandons me today. I mean, I don't know of anybody that likes it. But oftentimes we carry the weight of it. We could lay it aside and make our bag. It's a little lighter than it was, wasn't it? All right, Ella, you ready? I'm so proud of you. Not you, her. No, let me see. Don't be just pulling out any brick. I got to see what I'm looking at down here. Oh, that one on the end right there. Yeah, yes. You okay? Did it hurt you? Shame. Shame. That's one of those things that you and I, we carry around. Remember Sunday morning? Simon Peter? Three denials? I'm going fishing. I'm done. Shame. We carry it around. Because there's some people... There's another one. I don't want to help you, but I'm going to. Put that bag down. I want you to look in that bag. Hurry up with your dead arms. Look in that bag right there and get me that one right there. That shame, with that shame comes a lot of guilt. Comes a lot of guilt. Everybody with me? So we're carrying around, listen to this, and I'm going to move quickly because we're getting never running out of time, but we carry around shame and guilt over something that we did, knowing that the Bible says that if we confess those things, he's faithful and just to forgive us those things. Come on, help me, y'all. The Bible tells us that he blots out our iniquities and he won't see our transgressions no more. I mean, he forgives us, right? Come on, y'all, help me. And you and I have done what the Bible says. We have confessed it. But we're still carrying around the shame and the guilt of it, even though it's been forgiven. Miss Jennifer is long gone. He done forgot about it. You know what the definition of forgiveness is? This is good. Everybody, you can write this down. Is everybody ready? The definition of forgiveness is choosing to forget. Choosing to forget. And I want you to think of it in relation to Jesus. Does he know all things? And so when you and I sin against him, all right, and we confess those sins, listen, he chooses to forget them. Did you hear what I just said? He shows us what true forgiveness is. He chooses to forgive or to forget, all right? But how many of us carry around those things? I don't want to help you, but I'm going to. Put that thing down. Come on. Put that thing down. What else we got in there? Hurry, girl. What in the world? You ain't got to do. Oh, that's a good one. Let me hold that. Unworthiness. That guilt and that shame will lead to unworthiness. And we choose on the journey. We got to take luggage, but we end up with baggage. Because we choose to carry around things. The Bible says, lay aside every weight. But it doesn't finish there. The word weight there means encumbrances. So point number one is release the encumbrances. If I'm going to run the race, and if I'm going to endure, if I'm going to master the race, I'm going to have to lay down anything that would encumber me, any encumbrance. Because encumbrances, they hinder us, they delay us, right? They frustrate us. They keep us from mastering our race. So tonight, what encumbrance are you carrying around? What baggage? Bible says that we're to set aside sin. And I know what y'all thinking. Man, if I got started on sin, them bags would be so heavy. I need somebody to help me. I could have hundreds in there. But we'll just choose a little bit. We'll start with you. You're such a blessing. Man, she picked a good one. I ain't even going to fight with it. Is everybody all right? Idolatry. Man, preacher, I don't have no little Buddha statue in my, I don't have that in my house. I beg to differ. Yours is in a picture frame. Is everybody all right? Yours is all kind of stuff. Let's just be honest about it. The most difficult commandment for us to master is the first one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You say, well, preacher, I don't have any gods. I don't have any idols. I don't do any of those ritual stuff and all that stuff. But we put things before God all the time. We choose things before God all the time. And so all of us carry around a little bit of idolatry. Is everybody all right? Come on, Ella. I'm going to help you out. We'll just wait on her. She's tough. Rebellion. Give me that one. That's a good one. Rebellion. It's a great sin. Is everybody with me? Let me tell you what rebellion looks like. Rebellion looks like you looking at a sermon that I'm preaching right now and knowing that you're carrying all that weight and you deciding. You're going to walk out here tonight with your baggage, whether the preacher likes it or not. Oh, hey, man, is everybody all right? Rebellion is one of those things where everybody, hey, listen, we all battle it. Come in here, don't tell me, preacher, you step on my toes all the time. And what comes of it? I need somebody to help me. If you know the truth, but you refuse to do anything with it, it's rebellion. Well, preacher, I know it's a sin, but preacher, I know we shouldn't be doing it. I know I shouldn't be doing it, but let me say how it goes. Preacher, I know what the Bible says, but there's a lot of buts. Is everybody all right? And they ain't none of them helpful. Where are we at? Which one of y'all is the heaviest? Which one you tired? Which one of y'all? Yours is light? Yours is light? Oh, well, then we'll let her take a brick out. Get that one. Get that one. Preacher.
Preacher likes that.
So I'm going to put it with the other one. Because some of us know we got this. But because of this, we're still carrying around. Let me go do it on the other side. I like to put these two together. We start with this right here. It's called bitterness. But since we have this right here that's called rebellion, we hang on to this right here that's called bitterness. Oh, stay with me. So we end up keeping both of them. I'm to lay aside every weight and the sin
which does so easily beset us. That means a sin which entraps or ensnares you. Agreed? They get us all the time. Anybody else? Y'all good? So you're going to carry what sins in that bag? I didn't ask. It ain't me. It's you. You're the one. Does everybody understand? You're the one that's carrying. It doesn't matter if I want it out. I mean, it doesn't. Does it matter if I want it out? Does it matter if your mama wants it out? Question is, do you want it out? The question is, do you want to keep carrying it? Because, hey, God will let you carry it if you're going to carry it. And I need somebody to help me right here. My daddy would let me mess up, and he would correct me. Right? And if I choose to mess up the same way again, he correct me again. I need somebody to help me. I mean, if how many of y'all has ever heard this? I know my kids have. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Right? Amen. Hey, because I'll tear you behind up every time you do it if you were stupid enough to keep doing it. It don't hurt me. I need somebody to help me. The biggest lie your daddy ever told you was that it hurts him more than it hurts you. It does not. Ain't hurt me a lick. I'll tear your butt up and walk right out the door. We can come do it again, can't we, KK? Me and KK got into it one time. And KK was one of these, she was wild. And so when I go to beat her, she's like. And I just got tired of it. I ain't going to jail for it. You know what I mean? You don't know where you're going to hit her when she's doing all that stuff. So I just stopped. I said, here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes to think about this. I'm going to come back in here and we're going to start all over again. I'd already put a beating on her. Is everybody all right? So I ain't doing this no more. I'll give you 5 minutes. I'm going to come back in here, and I'm going to tear your butt up. I walked out. I done got tired of waiting. I told you I'm not patient. 4 minutes went by. I walked back in there. I said, it's been 4 minutes. I said, let's go ahead and get this over with. She said, I want my last minute. God's my witness. She said, I want my last minute. She got her last minute. She laid across that bed. They weren't no more flailing. She laid there and took it. Is everybody all right? Because we can do this as much as you want. You decide when it ends. Three youngins that should have learned by process of elimination that if they say it's heavy, I'm going to let them put the bag down and take some out of it. But it ain't as heavy as it was. Because they mastered one or two things. But they still carrying around things they ain't got no business carrying around. They got rid of a few things. They got rid of some weights. And each one of them got rid of a sin. Is everybody all right? But you and I know they're still carrying some sin in them bags. But it ain't as heavy as it was. Don't you think about that? See, we have the release of encumbrances. But then we have the resisting of evil. It said, and the sin which does so easily beset us, we got to resist it. We know, help me right here, we know what sins easily beset us. So we have to guard ourselves against them. We have to resist them. Is everybody all right? And lastly, and I'm done, you're going to keep holding that bag because y'all chose to hold something, right? Picture of a Christian. We choose to carry it. So we've released some things, some encumbrances. We're resisting some evil. But look at the next verse. We need to refocus our eyes. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author
and finisher of our faith. How do we get through this? How do we get beyond this struggle? How do we get through this struggle? This word looking literally means to take your eyes off of everything else. It literally means the word, it couldn't even be translated correctly in English. But it means to take your eyes off of everything else and to fixate them on Jesus. He's our example. How did he endure the cross? How? For the joy that was what was beyond the cross. His eyes wasn't on. Is everybody with me? There's too many of us that are running the race trying to. What's the first thing they tell you about running a race? Look forward. When you got somebody running next to you, come on now. What happens when you start? Come on, help me, y'all. Y'all ever seen them folks run a race and trying to look behind them and then somebody comes up running on the other side of them and gone, right? Yep, this world ain't nothing but a distraction. Go ahead, Brother Matt. I'm done. This world's nothing but a distraction. And too many Christians are running the race. Not keeping our eyes fixated on the author and finisher of our faith. So we're carrying around things we ain't got no business carrying around. And you come to church on a Wednesday night to find that out. Something you knew all along. Help me. I ain't taught you nothing new tonight. I ain't taught you nothing new. You know what your problem is? Rebellion. I know, there's some things I need to deal with, but I'm okay. Preacher, it ain't that heavy this week. I'll just keep carrying it. God said, lay it aside. Lay it aside. Why are you carrying something that I carried? I'm going to say that on this side because y'all didn't get it. Why are you carrying something? Jesus talking to us. Why are you carrying something that I carried? I carried that for you. I took care of that for you. So why is it that you're carrying something? Because you choose to. You can bow your heads with me. You can find a place around the altar. There's a pile of room up here. Lay out on the floor if you need to. Y'all come on, step forward since y'all so tough. Unless y'all ready to lay it down. You ready to lay it down? Yes? How about you? How about you? What are you carrying tonight? What is it that you carried for the last 10, 15 years? It's not a sin.
a weight. It's an encumbrance. It's something that just is weighing you down. Delaying you. Keeping you from where you need to be with the Lord. What sin is it? I need everybody to hear me. No need to look around. But I want you to be honest. What sin is it? You ain't got to confess it to me. But you can confess it to Him. And you know that He's faithful and just to forgive you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You, Lord, for tonight. I thank You, Lord, that we can gather together and, Lord, just take a verse or two out of Scripture. Lord, hopefully see how it's affecting us. Lord, what weight we carry that was never meant to be carried. That list, them bags could have been full of bricks, Lord. That list could have been so much bigger. And in many, many Christians it is. Lord, I pray that we'd release an attitude of rebellion. Lord, just give our heart to You tonight. Just open up. Just give it all. Surrender it all. God, this is me in a nutshell. This is it. This is all of it. This is my baggage. God, I have struggled so much in this journey. I felt so weighted down, so burdened. Lord, here it is. Lord, I'm laying it aside. I'm confessing it. Lord, that I may better run the race. Endure the struggle. Lord, for the reward that I know is set before it. God, I pray. There'll be some prayers just like that tonight. Lord, I pray You do a work in here. Lord, I thank You for this place, this choir, God, everybody. Lord, every person that You put in here. Each one, a piece of the puzzle. Each one, a key on the piano that makes it all sound good. God, I pray for every individual that's here. God, may they lay aside that weight that they carry. Lord, deal with that sin. God, that they may be able to run this race. The way that You would have us run it. God, we'll be sure to thank You for it. Jesus' name. Just keep your heads bowed. There's people still on the altar and